You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. 5-1, the final score. Royals drop the opener to the Rays. And the phone lines are open for you. If you're one of the, 2,000, 3,000 wackos that stuck it out with me, you're not going to have to wait on hold. I'll tell you that right now. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I feel like I should just turn the page from this game and get ready for tomorrow's matchup with Michael Wacha and Ryan Pepiot. That's what I should do, right? That's what we all should do, right? A 2.5 hour game, a 2.5 hour rain delay. It feels like we should all agree, let's just flush this one, let's forget about it, let's move on, right? That's what we should do. That's what I should do. But I can't. I can't. I don't know why I can't. I'm starting to think I have a real problem. I don't think I'm sick. I don't. I don't think I like listening to myself. It's not one of those things where I just want to listen to my own voice. But man, and listen, I understand the Royals only scored one run. So it should be an easy game. This game should be so easy, right? For you and I. Maybe it is for you. Maybe this one's easy for you to turn the page. You say, well, we only scored one run. Brady Singer pitched his tail off, and then the rain showed up. And listen, Vern, you told us earlier today on the On Deck Show where this team ranks as far as bullpen is concerned. Why should anyone be shocked that the bullpen gave up 4 runs in 4 innings after that 2.5 hour rain delay? Right, if there was ever a game that's easy to move on from, to flush, to flip the page on, it's this one. Maybe. It's not. If you can't see where I'm heading, this one's not easy for me. It's almost 1 a.m. I wish it was easy. I wish it was one that I could just, okay, over. But look at how the Rays scored their runs. The first run comes courtesy of a wild pitch. Second run comes courtesy of, again, it was a hard hit line drive off of the bat of Richie Palacios. But it goes right through the wickets, right through the 5-hole of Vinny Pasquantino there in the 6th inning, leading to that second Tampa run. The 2 runs that come into score in the 7th inning are courtesy of free passes by Chris Stratton and then C.J. Alexander. It would have been a tough play, but I need you to make that play at the hot corner. Mikel Garcia makes that play, and I know C.J. isn't Mikel. No one's ever going to confuse those two defensively. Hands, feet, athleticism, no, it's unfair to compare those two, but that's why it's difficult for me to turn the page after this one. The bullpen losing a game for you? Yeah, whatever. That doesn't sting. The offense, not having enough punch, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me, and if you've listened to this show this season, you've heard me frustrated after a loss to the Marlins, a loss to the Dodgers. What frustrates me is when your most powerful weapons, the best attributes of this 47-40 Royals ball club, when those aspects of the team let you down. When your starting pitcher, when your defense, or when your base running is front and center as to why you came up on the losing end. I'm not saying Singer or the base running, but man, yeah, defensively, I'd love to see Vinny make that play. I'd love to see CJ make that play. Is the game different? I think so. Yeah, I think so. Those difficult plays, anything but routine plays, right? The Palacios line drive at Vinny was 103 miles per hour. It was a hard chopper off of the bat of Isak Paredes that got by Alexander at third base. I'm not saying they're easy plays, but that's why you're a big leaguer. I need you to make that play. If those plays are made, it's a 1-1 game going into it, into the eighth inning, into the ninth inning. And I don't know how you were feeling when that rain delay started, but the Royals were down 1-0. When the Royals are down by one run after five innings, I still feel as confident as I was before the game even started. The Royals down one run in the fifth inning is normal. That's something that we see quite often. And then that comes down to an issue of who's going to blink first? Who's going to make that defensive miscue? Who's going to take the extra 90 feet that turns into the game-winning run? Which defense, which base running unit is going to blink first? And unfortunately, tonight it was the Royals blinking first and falling 5-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. All right, way to go, guys. I was not expecting this type of reaction. But we got full phone lines. Let's get to it. 913-586-7610. We're going to start off in Parkville. Trey, you're hitting leadoff this morning. Go ahead.
Vern, you're not going to believe this. So I'm sitting with my boys on the couch. The rain delay starts, and you know what? We got this grand idea. Let's head to the K. We head to the K. We get there. We buy a ticket. I get a Bobby Witt foul ball. Bobby Witt hits a home run. Great night. I will say, unless we want something to change, the bullpen's got to change. But, hey, what a night. The boys, great night with the boys from Parkville. Thank you, Vern.
No doubt, Trey. I appreciate it, man. Now, that's what it's about right there. You're in a good place in your life, man. I miss those days. Miss those days of posted up on the couch playing video games, hanging out with the boys, and going, you know what? Let's make that drive. Let's go take this one in. Way to go, Trey. Josh was at the game tonight. Josh, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern? First things first, I want to congratulate CJ Alexander for getting that first hit, of course.
No doubt.
Second thing is I'm actually on the grounds crew, and I just want to shout out all the boys pulling the tarp with me tonight. You know, it wasn't easy waiting out that rain delay. You know, late nights are always sucking. You know, just waiting to see if we're going to get this game in or not, and eventually we did. Didn't come out the way we wanted, but overall, decent night. Sucked they lost, but we'll get out there tomorrow and get a win.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Josh. Yeah, it was very impressive tonight, the performance by the grounds crew. To get that tarp on, 90 seconds, 3 minutes before the absolute deluge that we saw at Kauffman Stadium. No, it was very impressive. Although, hindsight being 2020, I wish you would have slow played it and let this. I don't really, but hey, if it would have got me home 2.5 hours ago, bang this game after five, Royals lose, fine. But no, sitting around for 2.5 hours only to watch the Royals bullpen give up almost a run an inning. I mean, on average, it was a run per inning. 4 runs in 4 innings, and God knows Carlos Hernandez tried to allow one in the eighth inning, but he got around, bases loaded, one out jam. 32-pitch eighth inning for Carlos Hernandez. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Emma in Olathe. Emma, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hi. My dad took me to the game, and we waited out the rain, and we got a ball from MJ. And I love my dad so much.
Oh, that's awesome, Emma. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And what are you going to do with the baseball?
I don't know. I think I'm going to give it to my dad. He was the one that caught it. He tried to give it to me, but it's his.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time, and I really appreciate you calling up. That's Those are the type of experiences, the type of moments that, you know, allow me to move past my frustration with, you know, a 40th loss of a terrific season thus far. Emma, yeah. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. She brings up MJ Melendez, who had half of the Royals' hits tonight. MJ goes 3-for-3, and over the past 3 weeks, MJ's hitting .326. Past 3 weeks of baseball, his OPS is north of 900. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know when called Jay's South Lanteau. We'll get back to your phone calls as the Royals drop Game 1 to the Rays. 5-1 the final score. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Singer delivers. Rosarena chops it toward the hole. Alexander to his left can't get it. Witt does on the backhand walk through the first. In time to get a Rosarena. That's an all-star play from Bobby Witt Jr. Deep in the hole between third and short. He got it on the backhand on the grass in shallow left. Planted and fired to first for the out.
Now, great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr. helping Brady Singer record his first out of the second inning. Brady would pitch until the rain said no more. 5 innings of one-run baseball for Brady. His 10th start this season of at least 5 innings and 1 run allowed or better. That matches Seth Lugo for the most in Major League Baseball. Singer's ERA 3.05, top 20 in the sport. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. Joe, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals drop Game 1 to the Rays. 5-1, your final score.
Yeah, I was out there tonight, like, waited through the rain delay and stuff. I was hoping they came out with a little more fight, but they kind of, like, came out flat. All I was going to say, about a week ago, I was just going to put it, like, on hold and get through this homestand to see if we were contenders or pretenders. And between the last two series and winning, like, 5 out of 7, I think they answered my question. We are contenders, but we need to make a move for somebody in the bullpen and then somebody to bring a little something to the plate. I don't think we get Vlad Guerrero, but somebody I would like to get is like Greinke. See if there's any mutual interest. And I would love that dude to come out of the bullpen if we can't make a trade for anybody else. But I even think regardless, I'd love to see him come out of the bullpen.
Got you down. Thank you very much, Joe. Let's head out to Ottawa. Talk with Jake. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Jake, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me on. Had to call in. Would you stand up late for all those baseball junkies? I was out at the game tonight, waited out the rain delay. Bummed. Just sloppy baseball. I'm not seeing it at third base, man. He gave up, tried to barehand that first one, gave up the first run right there. And then, you know, he had a tough one on the next one. Should have had it. Vinny let one go between his legs. Tough play. Then we had a wild pitch. Just really sloppy baseball all the way around, really. I think that's the difference. And kind of a bummer, but hopefully we can get the next two.
Well, you got to get one. I'll tell you that right now. Jake, thanks for the phone call. Can't get swept at home. I think we all agree with that. Now, as far as C.J. Alexander is concerned, he's not here for his glove. He was brought here because the offense was in a bad way. Nelson Velasquez wasn't hitting. Michael Massey is just coming back from IL. I see text line 913-586-7610. Bill and Lawrence writes in, Vern, to all the fans who wanted so badly for Melendez and Isbell and Hampson and Renfro and Frazier and Lofton, for all of them to be back in the minors ASAP just so we could rewatch the comedy of errors from your boy CJ Alexander tonight. Vern, please tell me just how badly this guy still needs to be up in the majors. I'll wait. Don't worry. Go ahead. To all those fans, call up and let me know. Yeah, but here's the thing, and Bill, I'm not really directing this at you. This isn't I don't think it's fair to just sit here and dump on C.J. Alexander, especially the night that the young man picks up his first base hits. You know, of the nine starters in the lineup, expectations for him were the lowest, right? Yeah. In fact, again, he's one of only four Royals that had a hit. Yes, he had a rough night defensively. You know, Salvi went 0 for 4, so did Vinny. Vinny misplayed a ball defensively. You know, C.J. Alexander's not the GOAT in this game, in my opinion. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Troy in Raymore. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, Vern. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I went to the game tonight. CJ, he's going to be just fine, in my opinion. You know, up and coming. And you look at Salvi, 0 for 4, but my goodness, it's still Salvi, okay, in my opinion. We're going to be just fine, I believe, anyways. I think, in my opinion, we're having a hell of a year, okay? Yeah, we're a little behind Cleveland, but we're having a hell of a year.
Yeah, no doubt. 47-40. They're eight games back of Cleveland in the moment. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, Troy, we're aware, man. I appreciate the phone call. Eight games back of Cleveland. A half game up on Boston for that final American League playoff spot. Three games in front of the Astros and the Rays, who are trying to track you down and grab that third and final American League wildcard spot. Yeah, with the loss tonight, the Royals are 47-40. No doubt about it, still an outstanding first 87 games of 2024. I'll reiterate my stance on the season. If they fall short of the playoffs, that's understandable. If they fall out of the race, that's inexcusable. So for those that are clamoring, oh, you got to add a bullpen arm. Yeah, they will, but there's absolutely, in my opinion, there's absolutely zero rush. In no way do I want this front office to get into a bidding war for a reliever. That, to me, would be a colossal mistake. Trade deadline is 4 weeks away. You and I are at least a week away from putting, I'll speak for myself. I'm at least a week and a half away from putting any semblance of pressure on this organization to make a move. They'll add a bullpen arm. Yes, of course, I want to see this clubhouse see that reinforcement walk through the clubhouse door. Right? I want Bobby and Vinny and MJ sitting in there, hanging out, having a good time, and then all of a sudden, they see that message from the front office, from ownership, that, yeah, we appreciate your hard work over the first 3.5 months. Now here's some help for the home stretch. Here's an extra arm or two to help push you guys into October, or at least make your home stretch a little bit easier. Let you know that we're going to support you throughout. And I think they will bring in that arm. I think they will bring in an arm or two. But as we sit now less than 4 weeks away from the trade deadline, how many teams have waved the white flag? Five? Maybe Detroit's having that conversation right now. Maybe they're about to be number six. Rangers or Blue Jays, maybe they'll be team number seven. But that means there are 23 other teams, and I can promise you they all want a reliever. And most of them want a bat. And let me repeat, this organization should not get in a bidding war for any reliever or any bat. It's just not worth it in a season that, like Troy just said, a season that has been outstanding, a season that's, you have a chance to put forth the greatest turnaround in Major League Baseball history, a 106-loss campaign just a year ago. And even with this loss tonight, even with this 5-1 defeat at the hands of the Tampa Bay Rays, this Royals ball club is still on pace to win 88 games. There's no need to get into a bidding war. Not now. Maybe in 2 weeks from now, but certainly not now. Royals lose 5-1. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
If he is have the info, but yeah, he can return if whatever's going on with him, is resolved. Unfortunately, I don't have any information on what's going on with Jordan Lyles. But yeah, he's still a member of the Royals team. He's still on the 40-man roster, just in excused absence.
Oh yeah, I just remember that in April. I was just wondering if there's any update. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Nah, sorry, I ain't got nothing for you, Tyler. I appreciate it though, buddy. Let's head out to Virginia, talk with our buddy Jake. Jake, nice to hear from you. 2 o'clock in the morning. How you doing, man?
Listen, I made the mistake. I drank a cup of coffee when I was. I had to get re-energized for the.
Jake, I've had so much coffee. I've had so much coffee where I can't be more awake. I've like plateaued. I've had so much caffeine tonight.
Well, listen, you gotta do what you gotta do for the job. But
that's right.
No, I was just mulling over what you were saying about the trade deadline. Like Royals fans got spoiled with the Aroldis Chapman trade being so early. You know, it was late June.
June 30th.
And these Royals ain't going to go out and set the market for a reliever. They're not going to set the market for an outfielder. So just be patient, folks. And I get it. It sucks seeing games like tonight. But you take it, you move on. It's 1 of 162. I know they ain't mulling over it in the clubhouse, so why should we? Thanks for staying up, Vern. Always good to chat with you, man.
Yes, sir, man. You always make the show better, Jake. I appreciate it. Kathy in Los Angeles is hitting up the text line. Kathy's having no problem brushing this one aside and getting ready for tomorrow. Ryan from Olathe, same thing. Vern, we just manhandled Cleveland. I'm not going to be worried about this one. On to tomorrow. You guys are picking me up. I like it. From the 913. Vern, I stayed at the game, had a good time, hung out at Craft and Draft. They gave us free tickets for staying, which is very nice overall. Yeah, I saw some of the big wigs of the Royals organization walking around handing out vouchers to those that stuck through the 2.5 hour rain delay. Tip of the cap to the Royals. That's how you take care of your people. Like to see that. Rally Mantis offers his congratulations to CJ Alexander for picking up his first big league knock. No doubt, congratulations to the soon-to-be 28-year-old picking up, living that childhood dream. Big league knock, couple of big league starts, got a big league W in your back pocket from earlier in this homestand. Yeah, congratulations to CJ and the rest of his family. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call. Vern, look, I mean...
You sound tired, Garrett.
Yeah, I'm
pick it up.
Mostly, but, yeah. I mean, CJ Alexander, like you said, he wasn't known for his defense, but you said defense, team speed, and that all wins championships. Yeah. Well, I know CJ Alexander's not known for his team speed, but can we put Nick Lofton more at third base, because I know Nick Lofton is better defensively. So is there anybody else that we can like call up or anything like that? And then like pinch hit CJ Alexander later in the game or what? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, Garrett, I appreciate you. Go to bed, Garrett. You got a busy Wednesday ahead of you. You sound dead tired, bud. Nick Lofton came in that game. Nick Lofton still garnered a majority of the starts even since CJ Alexander made his way to the show. No, they don't have anybody else. That's why he's here. That's why you put him on the 40-man roster. You've tried Prado. You've tried Drew Waters. I mean, you want Nate Eaton? What are you guys looking at? No. No, you don't have anybody else that's banging down the door right now. Now, C.J. Alexander was the hot bat in AAA, and you were hoping that that would carry into the big leagues, and it obviously, thus far, it's three starts. Three starts, and he got the big league knock. He checked that box. I'm sure that's a weight off his shoulders. Now, let's see what he does moving forward. And now that he's not only picked up that first big league hit, but he's also had a mistake out there. And I've heard plenty of people say you're not a big leaguer until, you know, you feel like you're buck naked out there in front of everyone, where you've made that critical mistake and you swear everyone is staring at you. So we checked both those boxes tonight. He's officially a big leaguer. Congratulations, CJ. We'll see. Look, a righty tomorrow in Ryan Pepio, a righty in the finale on Wednesday in Zach Eflin. CJ's going to get another opportunity, no doubt. All right, let's go to Aiden in Overland Park. Oh, we lost Aiden? Oh, damn. Well, I don't even want to do the show then. Aiden? No, fire the clothes. If Aiden doesn't want to talk, then I don't even want to do the show. Let's just end it. Royals lose 5-1. I see you guys on the text line. Scott in Phoenix. Yeah, giving some love to MJ, fighting in every one of his at-bats. Yeah, they might not be pretty, but he is battling. That's a great point. Roger the Ozarks giving MJ some love for getting that batting average over .190. Kind words from Eric in Independence. Buddy, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again in like 15 minutes. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Game 2 with the Rays coming up on 610 Sports Radio. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking. Stay fair. And gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center. Way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Is have the info, but yeah, he can return if whatever's going on with him, is resolved. Unfortunately, I don't have any information on what's going on with Jordan Lyles. But yeah, he's still a member of the Royals team. He's still on the 40-man roster, just in excused absence.
Oh, yeah, I just remember that in April. I was just wondering if there's any update. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Nah, sorry, I ain't got nothing for you, Tyler. I appreciate it, though, buddy. Let's head out to Virginia to talk with our buddy, Jake. Jake, nice to hear from you. 2:00 in the morning. How you doing, man?
Listen, I made the mistake. I drank a cup of coffee when I was – I had to get re-energized for the
Jake, I've had so much coffee. I've had so much coffee where I can't be more awake. I've, like, plateaued. I've had so much caffeine tonight.
Well, listen, you got to do what you got to do for the job. But,
that's right.
No, I was just mulling over what you were saying about the trade deadline. Like, Royals fans got spoiled with the Aroldis Chapman trade being so early. You know, it was what? It was late June.
June 30th.
And these Royals ain't going to go out and set the market for a reliever. They're not going to set the market for an outfielder. So just be patient, folks. And I get it. It sucks seeing games like tonight. But you take it, you move on. It's one of 162. I know they ain't mulling over it in the clubhouse, so why should we? Thanks for staying up, Vern. Always good to chat with you, man.
Yes, sir, man. You always make the show better, Jake. I appreciate it. Kathy in Los Angeles is hitting up the text line. Kathy's having no problem brushing this one aside and getting ready for tomorrow. Ryan from Olathe, same thing. Vern, we just manhandled Cleveland. I'm not going to be worried about this one. On to tomorrow. You guys are picking me up. I like it. From the 913. Vern, I stayed at the game, had a good time, hung out at Craft and Draft. They gave us free tickets for Stang, which is very nice overall. Yeah, I saw some of the big wigs of the Royals organization walking around handing out vouchers to those that stuck through the 2.5 hour rain delay. Tip of the cap to the Royals. That's how you take care of your people. Like to see that. Rally Mantis offers his congratulations to CJ Alexander for picking up his first big league knock. No doubt, congratulations to the soon-to-be 28-year-old picking up, living that childhood dream. Big league knock, couple of big league starts, got a big league W in your back pocket from earlier in this homestand. Yeah, congratulations to CJ and the rest of his family. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, I mean...
You sound tired, Garrett.
Yeah, I'm
pick it up.
But I mean, CJ Alexander, like you said, he wasn't known for his defense, but you said defense, team speed, and that all wins championships. Yeah. Well, I know CJ Alexander's not known for his team speed, but can we put Nick Lofton more at third base? Because I know Nick Lofton is better defensively. So is there anybody else that we can, call up or anything like that? And then, pinch hit CJ Alexander later in the game or what? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, Garrett, I appreciate you. Go to bed, Garrett. You got a busy Wednesday ahead of you. You sound dead tired, bud. Nick Lofton came in that game. Nick Lofton still garnered a majority of the starts even since CJ Alexander made his way to the show. No, they don't have anybody else. That's why he's here. That's why you put him on the 40-man roster. You've tried Prado. You've tried Drew Waters. I mean, you want Nate Eaton? What are you guys looking at? No. No, you don't have anybody else that's banging down the door right now. Now, CJ Alexander was the hot bat in AAA, and you were hoping that that would carry into the big leagues, and it obviously, thus far, it's three starts. Three starts, and he got the big league knock. He checked that box. I'm sure that's a weight off his shoulders. Now, let's see what he does moving forward. And now that he's not only picked up that first big league hit, but he's also had a mistake out there. And I've heard plenty of people say you're not a big leaguer until you feel like you're buck naked out there in front of everyone, where you've made that critical mistake and you swear everyone is staring at you. So we checked both those boxes tonight. He's officially a big leaguer. Congratulations, CJ. We'll see. Look, a righty tomorrow in Ryan Pepio, a righty in the finale on Wednesday in Zach Eflin. CJ's going to get another opportunity, no doubt. All right, let's go to Aiden in Overland Park. Oh, we lost Aiden? Oh, damn. Well, I don't even want to do the show then. Aiden? No, fire the close. If Aiden doesn't want to talk, then I don't even want to do the show. Let's just end it. Royals lose 5-1. I see you guys on the text line. Scott in Phoenix. Yeah, giving some love to MJ, fighting in every one of his at-bats. Yeah, they might not be pretty, but he is battling. That's a great point. Roger the Ozarks giving MJ some love for getting that batting average over .190. Kind words from Eric in Independence. Buddy, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again in 15 minutes. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Game 2 with the Rays coming up on 610 Sports Radio. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking. Stay fair. And gone. Pass Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center. Way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.